It's March, and for college basketball fans, that means madness. The NCAA tournament is underway this week with some upsets already. Virginia, Oklahoma, Indiana, Iowa State, Wisconsin, Ohio State, all of them are going home early from the big dance. Here to talk about all the action is our favorite dance partner, Weekend Edition sports commentator Ron Rappaport. Good morning, Ron.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm fine. Enjoying this tournament.
It's great stuff. It's great. You know, there's really nothing like the NCAA tournament, especially in the early rounds. You know, John, the tournament committee tried to keep Cinderella from coming to the ball a little bit this year, more than they've ever done before. What they did was they loaded up the brackets with 29 teams that weren't good enough to win one of the big conferences, which kind of squeezed out some of the little guys. But you know what? They just couldn't do it. The first weekend of the tournament, it was the revenge of the states: Utah State, Georgia State, Kent State, Indiana State. Then you had Gonzaga, Butler, teams like that, all beating some of the big boys.
What's the biggest surprise, do you think?
Well, John, did you know what state Hampton was in before it knocked off?
I had a vague notion that it might be in the neighboring state here over in Virginia.
Yeah, somewhere nearby you. But they beat Iowa State, a number two seed. And that's the thing that makes this tournament so wonderful, especially in the opening weekend. Something wild and crazy is just guaranteed to happen that you simply couldn't have foreseen. And you could just see that there went an awful lot of office pools when Hampton beat Iowa State.
And you know what's so great about this is that these games are coming down to the last basket. The TV's on in the office, and every time I look up, it seems like someone's winning at the final buzzer.
Well, that's what's so great. Either that, also there have been some wonderful defensive plays. I think my favorite game so far has been when Indiana State beat Oklahoma, and one of Indiana State's players, Kelwin Block, had five teeth knocked out and still scored 5 points to win the game. And he's going to be back there Sunday when Indiana State plays Gonzaga. Now, is that being true to your school or not?
That's a tough kid. So who's looking good?
Well, I think we might have had our fun because it looks to me that the really big boys, the number one seeds, look very, very strong. You take a look at what Illinois, what Michigan State, what Duke and Stanford did in the first round. John, those were wins by 30 and 40 points in every instance. So you realize that the number one seeds got where they are, honestly, and as the tournament progresses, the top seeds may be harder to beat. I really do think there's a big gap between the rich teams and the poor teams, much bigger than it's ever been, and I'm not sure we're going to see a whole lot of upsets. If there's one number one seed that looks vulnerable, it could be my dear old alma mater, the Cardinal of Stanford. They could be the first number one seed to crack, but boy, oh boy, Duke and Illinois and Michigan State, they all look really, really tough. So my feeling is we'd better enjoy this weekend while we've got it, because the upsets may be hard to come by when it's over.
I, of course, would never wager any actual real money, but in my virtual office pool, I've picked Maryland, my Maryland. So what are their chances?
I think they've got a real shot.
Right.
And Maryland is sort of everybody's, that's a team that a lot of folks have fixated on, that are hoping, you know, that maybe they'll knock off a number one seed if they get there. I like Maryland's chances. Hampton and Georgetown, can the Hampton miracle continue? That would be a lot of fun. John, I got to tell you that when it's all over, Duke looks so good to me. I think they're going to be there at the end. It's against my nature to pick the favorite, but boy, in this case, Mike Krzyzewski's really got that team playing well.
Well, it'll be fun to see what happens.
It sure will. That's what March Madness is all about. So let's hope that the Sycamores can get through it, at least if they don't win the tournament, with no more lost teeth, huh?
Right. Thanks, Ron.
Okay, John.
Talking to us from Chicago, Weekend Edition sports commentator Ron Rappaport, sports columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.